for what we do. We strive for greatness. Heavy in the DJ Feezy. RSM, go to power. It's just the heavy in the DJ Feezy that wants CMP. The heavy in the DJ Feezy that wants CMP. We kill the power, baby. RSM, kill the power.
The Power FM News, brought to you by Techno Accessories. Techno, say hello to original.
Bringing you the fresh news from Lusaka, our Broadway, Livingstone, and Copper Belt News Bureau. The Power FM News.
The Vice President of Southern Alamango dismisses claims of abusive power. Energy expert Leonard Pepe has welcomed the approval of new electricity tariff framework. An international news, UN Security Council backs Morocco's Western Sahara plan in divisive vote. Zambia under 17 boys tomorrow take on the Indonesians. The assessed FIFA under 17 World Cup Qatar 2025 with fixture. With upfront and reliable news every day, I'm Shekinah Sakala.
And I'm Grace Wanji.
Vice President Mutale Nelumango has dismissed claims suggesting that there's an increase in abusive power under the current administration and that some individuals aligned to the government in power receive security protection. Mrs. Nelumango justified that security services are only provided based on need and credible evidence, not political affiliation. She, however, emphasized the importance of individual responsibility in matters of security. Speaking in Parliament during the Vice President's question time, Mrs. Nelumango said individuals who feel insecure should approach the security wings with evidence to support their concerns and request protection for a specified period. Mrs. Nelumango was responding to Nakonde Member of Parliament Lucas Simumba, who alleged that there was an abuse of power in the current administration, claiming that some individuals receive security protection based on their political alignment with the ruling UPND.
I think that we are all entitled to security. We are all entitled to security. But this security will not just be given a blanket, madam. I think when a person feels insecure, there is need for that person to approach the security wing and request for protection for a time that can be proved that there is something that needs protection. I think that's the way. I can't tell you the law right now. I really can't refer to any law. But just to know that all of us, if you feel your neighbors can harm you for some reason and you can prove it, I think that you have a right, Honorable Member for Nakonde, to request that you need special protection for a period you feel insecure.
And in another special development, energy expert Leonard Pepe has welcomed the approval of the new electricity tariff framework by the Energy Regulation Board, ERB, stating that the move will enable households and the industry to effectively plan for their energy use. Energy Regulation Board, ERB, on Friday announced an end to ZESCO's emergency electricity tariffs effective November 1st, 2025. The approval means that the ZESCO return to normal electricity pricing under the multi-year tariff framework. In welcoming the approval, Mr. Sepe told Power FM News that while emergency tariffs are crucial on time of crisis, they bring uncertainties for electricity users, adding that reinstating normal prices will not only restore flexibility in economic recovery, but also trigger investor confidence. On Friday, ERB Board Chairperson James Banda disclosed that the shift in tariffs will help bring back stable and predictable electricity charges after the emergency period that was used during the power shortage. Meanwhile, he cited that the ERB rejected ZESCO's plan to charge different prices for people in different areas, considering it unfair, hence underscoring the need for the power utility company to find a better way of identifying low-income customers who need cheaper electricity. The new tariffs will remain ineffective until October 31st, 2026.
And revert to the multi-year tariff framework is a welcome development in the sense that it ignores a return to stability in Zambia's energy sector following its challenging period of power shortages, which was necessitated by poor rainfall which we experienced from 2023 to 2024 in season. And in setting the multi-year framework restores predictability, enabling households and industries to plan their energy usage and budget more effectively. It also reflects improved generation and supply conditions, which is encouraging for economic recovery and investor confidence. And going forward, my proposal to DESCO and Energy Regulation Board to maintain transparency in tariff adjustment and continue investing in resilient infrastructure to prevent future disruption.
Technical Committee on Constitution Amendments Judge Christopher Moshabati has hailed the media for playing a vital role in the ongoing Constitution Amendment process. Judge Moshabati said the media has been instrumental in keeping the public informed, thereby promoting transparency and encouraging wider participation in the submission process. And speaking at the close of the submissions in Central Province held in Kabwe, Judge Moshabati also commended district officials and citizens for their overwhelming participation in both virtual and physical sessions. He further guided that those who have not yet made their submissions still have the opportunity to do so through virtual platforms.
Members of the press, first and foremost, I wish to thank you for having covered our city in Central Province. And we have found the aim of our city. And in this regard, I wish to thank you most sincerely, who from the first day of our meetings have been with us until now. Please continue doing so, so that at least you may help the nation disseminate the information, very important information, especially about the nation society. So I sincerely hope that even other areas where our friends are, I've been covered widely. On behalf of my team, thank you very much to all of you for all the sacrifices you have made to cover us. You have been with us, and I tell you, we start up to late in the night.
Some residents of Mazioka compound in Lusaka who built their houses close to the Bombay Drainage and the railway have complained of double standards in the legalization of house plots after being left out. The affected individuals have alleged that other property owners who have also built their houses much closer to the drainage and rail track have their plots numbered and legalized by the local authority. In an interview with Power FM News Crew, Jen Sinkala, 68, explained her predicament, stating that she is one of the first settlers in the area whose plot is on the edge of Bombay Drainage and has not been legalized. Alongside her was a neighbor, Danton Sinkala, who also alleged that the legalization exercise was being applied using double standards. Efforts to get a reaction of the claims from the area councillor proved futile as his phone went unanswered at first time.
In the same line, you won't. But the president's story has been a lot of fun. One of them is a lot of fun. I think I like this place on a spot. We got that one. And I'm able to intend to speak up. Then I was going to go up.
In international news, at least 26 people have died and more than 25 others remain unaccounted for after a landslide in Kenya's western Rift Valley region. Heavy rains have battered the area for days, with the Kenyan Red Cross saying that most affected areas are still not accessible by road due to mudslides and flash flooding. 25 people with serious injuries were airlifted to a hospital in the nearby city of Eldoret for treatment, while others with minor injuries received care on site. Rescue efforts continued through Saturday despite ongoing heavy rain as the disaster agency searched through the debris of collapsed homes and missing people. As search and rescue efforts continue on Sunday, local officials said that they were working urgently to provide humanitarian assistance and support families impacted.
Still in international news, the United Nations Security Council voted finally to extend the mandate of its Western Sahara mission for 1 year, while formally endorsing Morocco's autonomy plan as a sole basis for resolving the decades-old conflict.